Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
What about the women who have more than twins, no triplets, and that, yeah. That's got to be
quadruplets.
Yes, that's got to be a mess in there.
Yeah, and then you start like taking nutrients from the other one. My brother sucked all the nutrients from me. I was small, and then now look at us—we flipped around. He's skinny, and I'm
my the tables have turned. Yeah.
Well, you're the one that had the breast, so of course he was going to suck from you.
The fuck?
You had a what?
She didn't have breasts back then.
Yes, she did. She was born with breasts. Shut up.
She was born with it?
Yes.
Maybe. <it's
laughs> I was born.
That's why it took your mom. How many days to have you guys?
No, 17 minutes.
For both of you?
No, and then get this. My mom would
push it. What the hell she do?
My mom would push it to the last minute. So
were you guys holding hands and you came out the same time or what?
she grabbed onto his ankle and just pulled him out. With
keep going, let's go. He's like, no,
we're leaving now.
Time to leave.
On my birth certificate said the doctor, and I looked up his name. He still is delivering babies.
Pediatrician.
Holy shit.
And now his son delivers babies too.
How cool.
He's an OB-GYN.
What?
OBGYN.
Is that from Star Wars?
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Gynecologist. He's a gynecologist.
I don't know.
Is that Star Wars?
I don't know what those initials mean. Fuck it.
I thought that was your dream profession. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It would have been.
Yeah. So I looked him up and he still exists. And then my mom was like, oh, but that guy was really old. And I was like, no, he's not. Like, so I showed her a picture, and she's like, oh, that guy. Yeah, I hardly saw him because...
she had her legs up in the air. How could she see him?
She was like, I was born first. And then she's like, yeah, he only got there like after your brother was born. He got there late, so he gave her a discount.
So then what's the purpose if he didn't deliver you guys?
The purpose of...
No, but your mom had the kids at the hospital by herself without...
The
nurses are there.
The ER doctor was there.
Okay.
Yeah. The ER doctor.
So he gave her a discount.
He gave her a discount. She was like, yeah, it was supposed to be like $1,000-something.
Two for one discount?
He took some off. I'm like, $1,000-something to have a baby? That's nothing compared to now.
It's crazy. It's crazy what they charge. Yeah. I can't remember what my daughter cost, but... I can't remember now. That's a good question.
Man, they're expensive right out the gate.
Yeah.
Well, it was probably just part of the hospital expense.
When I was born, my mom said I was 10 pounds because they weighed us in kilos or something like that back in then. So that was a big baby. Big. Yeah, that's a big baby.
Must have been your big-ass head.
Well, you know.
and we were basically full term, too, because we were due October 30th.
Oh.
And we were just a few days
came 2 weeks early almost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure your parents didn't keep track when the conception was done.
Oh no.
Yeah, they were just going at it. They were animals.
they didn't know.
I love that you love talking about her parents' sex life.
No.
Well, she sleeps right next to their room.
I know, but poor thing.
Oh gosh.
She puts her pickle on high volume so she won't hear them.
And they're going to hear my pickle and come in.
Nah, but they're making more noise than the pickle. Shut up.
Oh, no. I know if the TV's blasting.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Isn't it awkward? You're just like, oh, God.
And you know the reason. That's sad. I mean, it's not sad.
It's like, good for you. At least I'm still.
Yeah. I haven't heard that in quite a few years, so I don't know if it's because I'm
They probably haven't paid the cable bill.
They probably.
Check the cable bill. They canceled their cable bill.
they probably time it perfectly, like when I'm gone.
Oh, of course, of course. They got all day while you're at work.
Yeah, walk around the house naked. It's great.
I miss those days. I really do.
Aren't you gonna get to have those days soon? Like,
oh, no, but I'll be tripping on things. Though that's the problem. Now I can't because the thing is, I can't because I never know. Somebody will pop through the door, and I don't want to be in that position.
Oh, yeah.
You do have a lot of people in and out.
See, at your house, you know, the way the kitchen counter is, mm-hmm. I was able to go to the restroom, the refrigerator, butt naked, and nobody could see in because it was high enough where everything was perfect. And I used to do that all the time. But I can't do it in my house, that's for sure. Not the one I have now. So, but your house was perfect. In your case, no, because you're above the counter, but I was below the counter. So.
Well, I mean, I could just make sure I have a T-shirt.
Well, true. Yeah, that you can do. That you can do. So.
Why did I get like a mental picture of like Austin Powers? Like she's going to open the fridge and like turn around with two watermelons. And I hear the neighbor's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, make sure they're cantaloupes. They'll look more natural.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want
to do that.
They don't want to think your things turned green.
You know. Oh, God.
Gangrene boobs. Nobody wants gangrene boobs.
Say that 10 times fast.
Gangrene boobs.
No, I have to say
it. I only said it once.
Wow. We follow direction.
Okay, wait. Gangrene boobs, gangrene boobs. It's kidding.
That's
hard.
It. Forget it. No. Leave your boobies out of it. Leave your boobies out of here.
Leave your boobies out of here. This is a no boobie zone.
Put them back in the
air. Oh, okay. Bye.
I fit right in. It's fine.
This is my cum catcher.
Your cum catcher? Jeez.
Cum catcher two.
Oh, wow. Hey,
cum catcher two.
Pow, pow. Well, I was laughing with your sister yesterday at the bullfights with the, you know how they walk around to get the flowers?
Yeah.
And I told her, I was all, dude, you know it'd be funny? She's all, what? Mom, if I took my bra off and threw it in there because it's so small, they'd be all, what the fuck? Just imagine.
Now, if you would have
put this,
if you would have thrown yours, they would have probably thought somebody parachuted into the.
Yeah.
Where the hell this guy came from?
Trying to steal my show. Tie like a little like G.I. Joe on it. See what happens when we're talking about your boobs?
I know. My boobs have a
long-lasting impression.
Yes, too bad your boobs can't talk. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Rocking on the Porch. And my cohorts.
Oh, my God.
I got boobless Mishi here and Big Booby.
Hey, y'all.
And I'm your supporting cast.
Supporting cast.
Just in case you guys have back problems. You, maybe not, but.
I don't think I need a whole hand. Maybe like a finger or two, because you do have big fingers. So.
Yes, that's true.
Well, what if I need both hands?
Well,
you I, get yeah, both yeah, hands.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take a toe. Balancing act.
Man. So how you guys been? I haven't seen you in a week.
I know.
So much has happened. <We're
laughs> Still got a lot of guys chasing after me. Just kidding. Yeah.
There's a lot of nuts in the mouth.
You know, you should be a dog catcher. You could probably get a lot of business. At least get paid. Bring a net with you and some pepper spray or whatever.
Oh, gosh. Oh, she's all walking him on a leash.
What do they use with those, the stick with the collar to grab the dogs? So you could pick your best one and take it home. You know, as long as it doesn't have ringworms like your last dog.
That wasn't my dog.
Well, still, you were stroking it.
Oh my gosh.
That's a warning for you ladies. STDs? Make sure you don't. What? STDs?
STDs?
I don't know.
Stroking.
What does STD stand for?
Sexually transmitted disease.
Oh.
He's all, that's no fun.
That's not fun.
I like that.
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think it was?
Fuck, like I
don't
know.
A sex toy or something?
Well,
you have the STD. All you're missing is you.
STD? Oh, I thought I stood for suck the dick. No, that's not it.
Could be.
Could
I
be.
Mean,
okay. You know? Let's change the meaning of it.
Yes.
Shit, we already changed the. What was it?
We're going to have to change countries here pretty soon the way we're going. Get out before they come after us.
Get out a head.
Leave my head out of it.
A head. I got what that was.
That took a minute.
It's getting better.
She's getting quicker. Is that your quickie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all the practices, the quickie practices.
Hey, you know, those quickies are fun. You know, once, you know, in the morning, anytime, yeah, those are the best.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, once you feel happy, well, someday when you get married, let's say that, and you got to go to work and your husband's got to go to work and just want to knock off one and you'll be in a better mood the rest of the day. Seriously. Think about it.
Unless
what?
I don't end up satisfied.
Well, I know, but it's just a quickie. It's just, you know, whatever. I mean, can't.
He don't give a fuck because he got his.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
Women need a little bit more.
Yeah, but she's got the hand with the rings on it, yeah, so she can finish it.
She's a fister. Yeah. Shit, I hit my dog in the eye. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was fisting.
Black guy.
I was air fisting. Took your eye out.
Poor Presley. Oh, we have to bleep her name out. No, I'm just. That's okay, girl.
So I got a question for you. Would you rather have a friend that's a ghost or a friend that's a vampire?
A ghost.
Yeah, I would say a ghost because I don't like friends who's, well.
Boy, did you retract that?
Yeah, but they'd be sucking the wrong thing, unfortunately. So
it'd be a little too aggressive.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I'll take the ghost. Because at least I.
See, maybe they could go fuck with people.
Yeah.
Well.
Great.
Allie.
You know your friend. Yeah, I was going to say. Well, you know, one, somebody who's got a friend who does that. Yeah. Bless her heart.
That's the perk.
Yep. Yeah.
Only good thing that came out of it.
But, you know, I've seen it, whether it's true or not, but where I've seen it. I shouldn't say I've seen it, but where ghosts actually have sexual encounters with people. And yep. I don't know if, I mean, I guess that's true, but but isn't that weird? You wake up and you feel somebody humping you or whatever, and there's nobody there.
That's got to be scary.
That's got to be scary as shit, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, see, would you be into that? Have an orgy with ghosts?
Charity did.
Oh, that's
why
true.
Her wrist hurts.
That's right.
That's right.
That's why she doesn't remember which guy it was.
But after that, they ghosted you, huh?
No, they're still here.
Was his name Casper?
Was he friendly?
Yes. And yes. Yes.
Quick. Who's paler, me or the ghost?
You're lucky the sun's going down.
I don't know. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
it's pretty close.
Poor thing. I know. You weren't born with the genes, unfortunately.
No.
That's okay. You can spray yourself again like you did one year.
He loves that.
I love that when you showed up.
Balloonpa?
No.
Oh.
I was just, it was such a drastic change.
That's right.
And then I got in his pool, which was a big no-no. So it like ate my tan from like my waist down and like my hands were like fucked up.
No, she put her hands up against the wall to get sprayed.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you
she did.
Did
it in a
because when you turned around, your hands were like.
Well, that's just how white I am or how pale.
And then you see the it was hilarious. But
were there pictures of this?
I do.
You do? Oh, it was hilarious though. I give her props. She just wanted to be one of us. But
I just wanted to be one of us. Just wanted to be part of the family for once.
Yeah. But she got her dad's genes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, your dad gets the farmer tan, but he doesn't tan very well all over.
No.
No. He doesn't wear shorts. Does he wear shorts in the summertime?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then he like has his boots cut.
Oh, okay.
So literally him and my brother have the ankle.
Knees. Yeah, the ankle to the knees and that's it.
No, yeah. So it's the ankle down is all like bright white. And then my brother's like, damn, now I got to wear sandals.
Okay, but how about like the where you were falling apart? Like,
oh, those pictures are somewhere.
But that it was funny though. She got in the pool and.
But you know what's funny is, when I'm pale, you can't see my abs. But see how you put a little bit of color on me? My abs pop out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So the girl asked, can I post your picture to advertise? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then one of her clients commented, and they were like, sure, you can tan me anytime you want, as long as you give me those abs. And I was like, oh, thank you. I was like, I never see them either.
No, that's good.
And then, so what fucked up is the straps on the bikini. Because they're so thick. I didn't even think about it.
So
you know what
you
I mean?
Took it off, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like pasty white and then like super dark. So the next time I went in, which is when I came up for your daughter's graduation, I think it was. And she goes, girl.
You need to do a butt naked.
She's like, well, she's like, you can leave like your bottoms on. And she goes, but just don't do a top. And I'm like, well, you know. And she's like, I don't look at people like that. She goes,
yeah,
I,
she
you
sees
know,
that
she
all
does
the
esthetician.
Time.
Yeah. She does all kinds of shit. So she's like, I'm not going to look at you any different. Like, you know, and I was like, well, you know, I'm all modest. So I was like, okay. So I was on the hair salon part and she was in the other building, right? So I got Band-Aids. I put them over my nipples and I wrote hello on one. And then on the other one, I wrote her name. So she started on my back, right? She's like, I can't believe you went topless. Like, and look at you being all brave, you know?
And
we had like a funny friendship as it was. You know, we thrived on making each other uncomfortable. Like, I would be washing dishes and she'd come behind me and like put her arms through my arms and like try to help me wash the cut. And I'm like, get off me. Everybody was like, what's wrong with you two? So then when I turned around and she saw hello, and then she read her name, she saw, are you fucking kidding me right now? She goes, just to fuck with you, I shouldn't even finish this. So yeah, only my back was going to be tan. I was like, girl, I was like, please, I'm going up north to see family. I was like, don't do me like that. Could you imagine if I only came up with half a tan?
You ended up with only half a tan.
Well,
the wrong, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure people like that, they have to do the guys too. You know, they get tan and they have to spray everything.
So I asked her about that.
They do.
Because I'm like, that's weird. You know what I mean?
They have to put the gun upside down and spray their balls and
so
everything.
So I asked her, do you like grab the penis to move the penis around? And she goes, no, I have him do it.
So they could spray under it.
Yeah, so he would like lift up his package, his balls and stuff, and like move them around so she can spray them.
Okay, then, now that makes me think, because some guys like get waxed down there.
Yeah.
Does the esthetician move that around, or is it also something that the guy does?
I'm sure they're probably used to that kind of stuff, so it doesn't bother them, you know.
It's like a masseuse. Like, they're not,
They
don't look at you like that.
And I think if a guy was to get an erection, they probably so used to seeing that already many times.
I think it would be like more of a compliment. Like,
yeah, one
phase.
Oh,
good,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, so.
But like there is like when they lift up, they don't look. They obviously look away, but they lift up the sheet a little bit. But like if the sheet's like lifted on this, like your right side, you're not supposed to roll over this way. You know what I mean? You're supposed to roll over the opposite way.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know that. So, like, when they go to lift it, they're already, like, flashing them. They're like, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Maybe guys think they've seen too many movies and they think there's going to be a lot of happy endings. And
you do get, it's like, not, those creepers.
Yeah, that's the thing. They think, oh, I'm going to get a massage thing, and it's not that.
Well, it's like nurses. When they give, like, sponge baths to people.
Yep.
You know, it... In real life, it's not that sexy.
No.
You know what I mean?
And when it comes to that, I've been in that position in the hospital. They give you the washcloth and say, okay, you take care of yourself down there, and I'll do whatever else. But that's very professional. Because you lay in bed with that stupid gown and nothing underneath it. So everybody's walking in and out of your room 1,000 times. So all shame goes out the door, that's for sure.
Oh, you know?
So,
mm-hmm.
Well...
Wait, okay, so ghost?
Oh, I'd probably do ghost.
Yeah, I do.
But,
I mean,
I kind of cheated because I already have one.
Yeah, but still. Yeah.
And then I was, like, afraid of the vampire because is it, like, a shark thing? Like, you know, when you're in heat, is it, like...
Well, like werewolves? Where
you're in heat.
It?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean when you're in heat?
Like when a girl is menstruating. You know, is it like, is he going to be like, hey, I want some tea?
Is that what they call it now in heat?
That's what I call it.
You know, you can make some money selling your used tampons to vampires. I'm talking to you, Giggles. They use it as tea bags.
Interesting.
She's really thinking she about
to
it.
Say, man, I could make some side money.
I could.
What's that? That website?
They use them as tea guys.
Could you imagine you're all bah! Smack somebody with it?
I know. I'm just saying. I'm trying to help you out, dear.
You could do like OnlyFans for vampires.
Oh, what was the last one? I of course, the underwear is constantly, but then they fart in jars and they. Mm-hmm. How do women get away with stuff like or feet pics or stuff like that? What's so interesting about taking pictures of your feet? But I guess people or guys are into that.
I want to know how the fuck I get into
yes,
it.
Yes, I mean,
how do I get a following?
That's not even nothing bad, and you can you can make money off of that shit. That is crazy. If you had to sell something from your body, what would you sell? I mean, to take pictures of. Yes, yes. No face.
Feet.
Yeah, no face. Or
do you think my feet are pretty?
I can't see your feet.
I can show you my feet. Hold on. You want to see my feet?
Sure.
Oh, God.
I'm not a big fan of feet.
Oh.
I mean, if you have nice feet, you have nice feet, you know.
First of all, cat socks.
Meow.
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad.
You have pretty feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Very pretty feet.
Yeah. You could make good money off of that.
Yeah, so I'd probably sell my feet.
No wonder you're always playing footsies with me under the table.
My favorite pastime.
Shit. I was wondering what the hell.
Keeps things entertaining here.
You want to smell her kitty? Her socks?
I was like, I am not offering that up. Hold up.
I got some socks she can smell.
It comes with a gift.
You get it? It comes with a gift.
It comes with a gift.
A gift that keeps coming.
It's continuous.
I'm going to live forever.
See, we could sell your socks.
True. I mean,
you want to borrow some of my socks?
We won't be able to fold them, though. How can we fold them, though? They're kind of stiff.
We'll just put them in like the manila envelopes.
The big envelopes, okay.
Yeah.
What about your socks, dear? What were you talking about? I'm sorry.
I was just saying you can mix your socks.
Kitties with my socks.
With your activities.
Wow.
With your activities. Is that what we're calling it now?
Would you like to make my kitty socks stiff?
Oh, my
gosh. If you put my socks into your socks, they will be stiff.
It's like the Russian dolls. If it comes in layers, you're just...
I think we're on something here.
Would anybody like some stiff pussy?
That was just weird coming out of your mouth.
Stiff. No, that's only in the mortuary.
And if we've learned anything from the past...
Yes. You don't want to die.
No.
Not a female, please.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But that's something to think about, though. We could make some side money here.
Mm-hmm. We could. Yeah.
That could be our new picture on our show.
Let us know. How many of you guys have socks?
I'm not handling that.
Shipping and handling.
Yeah. Nope.
Use tweezers.
I'm out.
Yeah.
The big old tongs.
Do you know, like, sometimes you when imagine? You ship things, you have to say what's inside of it?
Yeah.
What did you say?
A stiff pussy. Just to see their face.
Yes, just a dead cat. There's a dead cat in there. That's all there is to it.
I'm like, oh, did I forget to write socks? Because I know if it was me, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when you go to the post office, say, well, what's in the thing? Yeah,
ma'am, there was an odor coming from this.
I'd be silent button. Calling cops.
They're shipping dead cats.
Miss, can we speak with you regarding?
It almost happened to me a long time ago when I was making that delivery to the airport. The second week, I got a different agent at the time. So this was directly in the airport. It wasn't to a drop-off place.
Let's clarify what you were delivering.
I was delivering bull semen, fresh bull semen. And the guy was ready to open it up because I told him what was in it, but they're not supposed to touch the package because it was already sealed. Mm. And he wanted to know if there was other stuff in there, you know, whatever, you know, what's that, the dry ice and stuff like that. And And I said, no, you can't open it anymore. And then he had to call somebody over, but they were ready to open it up. And it's like, dude, that's what's in there. What do you expect? I mean, but yeah, they give you a funny look. Yeah, they
should have been like, reach in, sir.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
the nitrogen, his yeah. hand would have been.
No, there's nothing in there, no nitrogen. But the thing is, he would have, it was just, you know, plastic things full of gooey, exact. You know, because we had different bowls, so it was each a few compartments of different bowls, and it's like, you know.
He's all using the straw for a spit water.
What if he thought it was glazed?
Like, well,
he's all, bro, put this on your donut.
No, after that, I didn't have to worry about that, but still, I had to call the office and say, what do I do? They want to open up this package. And I said, no, don't let them do that. I said, okay, you talk to them.
I don't know what part we're at. I'm like, wait, have we?
Well, we've just been like little chatty Cathys.
Yeah, we have. Even though like we've already recorded a whole other episode, we still have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Oh, last week, not this week. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
It's just weird that we're all in the same clothes.
Yeah, you got. I forgot. I forgot what I wore last week. That's why.
Did you not do laundry?
I actually do that. I'm like, what the fuck did I wear?
No,
because like I don't want you guys to come over and be like, dude, she not.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't even remember.
That doesn't bother me one bit at all.
Although with your creative shirts, I'm starting.
Yeah, as long as it's clean, as long as it's clean, it's fine.
Are you looking at my chicken breasts?
Yeah, that one says fluent in
foul language.
Foul language.
I have one that says bad, and then it has a donkey.
Badass.
Got it.
You're good at that stuff. You ought to start a business with your t-shirts.
Thank you. I didn't make these.
She bought them.
Remember that big package you brought into my house?
I bring it in everybody's house, but yeah. Go ahead.
Well, not that package.
The other package.
Yeah. I remember the new company or that business that you tried.
Yeah. I'm happy. Anyways, hello and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. Today's newsworthy story is Alabama Man is charged with illegally owning a pet attack squirrel that he called D's Nuts and fed meth to. Do you remember our conversation
D's
earlier?
Earlier.
Those squirrels are nutty for that stuff, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
Who knew owning a pet squirrel was illegal in Sweet Home, Alabama?
Sweet Home, Alabama.
Apparently, it's illegal in 31 states. And only legal in 19 states.
But you can marry them in Alabama.
No, you cannot.
Oh, you can't.
It's illegal.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Quick question. Can you own a squirrel legally in California? Yes or no?
The way this state is, I would say yes.
No.
You are incorrect, sir.
Oh, okay. Disregard that last answer of mine.
Let me educate you a little bit on some squirrels.
Okay.
There's over 200 different species of squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest squirrel is 5 inches. And the largest squirrel is nearly 5 feet, which is a little creepy because that's about my height. Imagine
they got a squirrel that big?
Yeah, imagine.
Where?
I don't know. I didn't get that deep into it, but I was like, that's
not a fucking squirrel. That's a kangaroo.
I'm on it.
Squirrel, 5 feet big?
Nearly 5 feet.
Still, that's 4+ feet.
Yeah.
I never seen one.
I kind of want to see you get chased by one.
He'll catch me easy because I can't run.
It'd be like your daughter and the gopher at the...
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Sorry. You had to be there for that one. His daughter saw a gopher and went to chase it, and it fucking came at her and chased her. Yeah, and she was running.
And then you
she was little.
Those two
they can
teeth.
Be evil.
Yeah, they got those teeth, you know, that's it, so...
There's only two places in the world that don't have squirrels, and that's Australia and Antarctica.
Well, Antarctica, I could see that, but Australia's got all kinds of animals. I was surprised. Yeah, that's weird not to have an animal like that there.
Have you seen their fucking spiders?
No, but you see the red kangaroos over there?
They're mean.
They're all on steroids.
Yeah.
No. I'll stay here. They beat the fuck out of you. Fuck that shit.
Have you seen the videos where people are like standing by a pond and the kangaroo will like go behind them and just shove them in?
Yeah.
No.
Those are funny.
No. I don't want no kangaroos in my house.
So do you know why squirrels have to constantly be chewing on something? It's that so that their teeth can't grow too long. They grow nearly six inches in 1 year. So that's why they're always like chewing on something. They're like filing their teeth down.
Oh, that's...
Maybe I need to chew more. No, my teeth are getting kind of big.
No, that's true. You'll grow into them eventually.
Someday. Someday. Someday I'll have a tan.
I mean,
and I'll grow into my teeth.
We'll stop calling you Mr. Ed eventually.
And this is why nobody lets us out in public altogether.
Are you still Googling over there?
Yeah, sure.
I am. I found the name of the squirrel. It's in India.
Of course.
And its tail constitutes for 2/3 of its length.
Damn. The long ass tail.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of cute.
Holy shit. That is
so,
a long
so they measure it from the tail to the head?
Yeah.
Okay, so the body wise, he's not.
Yeah.
The tail's very long.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's not as scary as it was.
No, what I was picturing was like.
You do realize that there is a giant rodent, like a giant rat.
There's a lot of giant things that we don't know about.
As long as it ain't a spider.
The spiders in Australia are monsters.
Do you know what they're called?
Yeah, stay away from them.
Run!
Hold on. So it measures at... Let me find it. I like animal stuff, so...
I do, too. That's.
So she likes the animal style.
Uh-huh.
Doggy?
Are we talking about In-N-Out?
Well, eventually, if you do a doggy. In-N-Out.
Because I said animal style.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it is In-N-Out eventually. It's not going to stay forever.
Oh, my gosh.
What was our phrase, our catchphrase? Pull out?
Pull, squirt.
No, pray and spray.
Oh, no. Pull, spray, pray.
Yeah.
Pull, spray, and spray.
And now we're doing In-N-Out.
So this
animal style.
This rat can grow up to 4 feet long.
Oh, boy.
No, thank you.
Have you ever heard of a capybara?
Oh, I do like the name. It's like a happy name.
You got
That'd
a picture
a
of it?
Drink.
Capybaras.
Oh, God.
Oh, see, I've seen those before.
Those teeth are like terrifying.
But see, they don't have a tail. I want to think that's in the rat family.
I heard that there was one by the...
It's almost like a gopher.
Water treatment facility.
Really?
Yeah, there was one living out there. I don't know how true it is, but...
Yeah, but look how big that one sitting on the couch next to those people. That's big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look
that's
at that.
Humongous.
Look at that guy. Could you imagine having one of those pet rats?
No, I could pass.
No. Okay.
I mean,
I'll tell you what, if somebody broke in, I bet you they'd get the hell out.
That's true. They'd be like, what the f- is that?
No, thank you.
So prairie dogs are actually considered squirrels. Mm-hmm.
They come from that family, I guess, you know.
An average adult squirrel needs to eat a pound of food each week.
Oh.
That's not very much, I guess. I mean,
pound.
They collect their nuts, so they store them for the wintertime, right?
Yeah, but they have to eat a pound every week.
Oh, every week, every day.
They
okay.
have to save a lot of nuts.
Yeah.
You would know, Giggles.
Yeah, I mean, your jaws are always
Where full. Do you store your nuts?
Don't tell me it's in an alley.
I just, okay.
An alley of nuts.
Behind your house? There's no houses behind your house.
She digs a hole.
People, under my bed. People question.
That's why her bed's so high.
People question why I go to the Azores every year.
Yeah, why do you?
I go to collect my nuts. I go first, like, you know, a month and a half. And then I get longer and longer. Nuts. And then I come back and I store all my nuts.
You dry them out?
Yeah.
You roast them?
Uh-huh.
You salt them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, very good.
Yeah. She likes it.
Would you like to try some?
No. How about you? You could try your nuts. You've had nuts before.
Oh, nuts. Don't tell my secrets.
Yeah, that's good. You'll never you'll never starve to death. You'll have food throughout the ice age. What was that little thing with that?
The squirrel.
The squirrel from the Ice Age is chasing the acorn.
Yeah.
He's chasing the acorn.
That poor guy, he fucking go through.
He go through hell just to get that acorn. Oh, yeah. That was a good movie. I love that movie.
He was the best part.
He was the best part, yes.
If you see a black or white squirrel, it's actually a gray squirrel with a color.
No, that's a fucking skunk. Don't tell me.
Black or white, not
black
and
I
white.
I thought black and white. Okay.
It's a. It's actually a gray squirrel with a color deviation.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. He can't make up his mind. He doesn't know if he wants to be brown or white. That's
doesn't
weird.
Doesn't matter if you're black or white.
Hmm? No. That's now funny. That my squirrel moment is over, let's get back to the story. Local authorities were warned that it could be dangerous to breach the drug home and to be aware of the attacking squirrel named Giggles. You want to help me out here?
D's Nuts!
Best name ever, if you ask me. You want to help me out again?
D's Nuts!
Didn't give the police any trouble. He was successfully released back into the wild shortly after the raid. But unfortunately, the police were unable to drug test the squirrel for meth due to safety concerns. According to small town gossip, the squirrel whisperer would feed it meth and train it to attack people on command.
Whoa!
Feed it meth, poor guy.
My
poor
heart squirrel. Is happy that this sweet little, help me out, guys.
These nuts!
Is back with its family and living it up in the wild. As for his squirrel whisperer, he's where he belongs, behind bars. I do have one question for him, though. How the fuck do you train a squirrel to be a ninja, and how long did it take you?
Seriously.
Do you have meth to supply it?
I would feel like that would make it harder to train.
Right?
Make it crazy.
Unless if it was like a little catnip type situation, but
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I've never
I'll have to pick his brain.
Pick, okay.
I don't think he's going to have much of a brain. Gonna,
yeah, that squirrel's already kind of squirrely as it is. I don't think you want to pick his brain, but that's okay. Poor thing.
I think she was talking about the squirrel whisperer.
Oh, he's a so, basket yeah. case already. Yeah. Anybody does that, so shit.
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 Up next, let's get corny with Papa Tony.
Okay, guys, back to Papa Tony's corny joke corner, whatever. Say that.
It's hard. Huh?
It's hard to say that. Okay. What do you call a smiling Roman soldier with a piece of hair stuck between his front teeth? Glad he ate her.
That was good. That was good.
That was great.
You know, a slice of apple pie costs $2.50 in Jamaica and $3 in the Bahamas. These are the prices of, these are the pie rates of the Caribbean. Yeah, fuck that one up.
Still got it.
Yeah. Okay. What's the difference between a refrigerator and an asshole? Oh. When you pull the meat out of a refrigerator, it doesn't fart.
Oh! Wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Where does a waitress with one leg work at?
I know this one.
IHOP. Okay, that's it, everybody. Back to you, Giggles.
She's like, oh,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't go to that restaurant.
I was thinking Peg.
Yeah.
Is her name Peggy?
Could be. Could be. We don't know.
Peggy.
Peggy Sue.
Poor thing. I'm sure there are some out there.
So I came across funny little notes left by strangers on the
Stop
internet.
Stop coming on strangers.
Huh?
You said you came on strangers.
Those strangers, I'm sure, had a great time.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay, back to your stuff.
Moving on.
Well, you got to be careful how you say it.
I said fun little notes left by strangers. Oh, nobody said anything about coming.
Yeah, you said you came across some strangers.
No, she came across a
note that strangers left.
Maybe I got to get my ears checked again. I'm sorry.
Did you clean them today?
No, I can't hear nothing you say. Go ahead.
Oh, ears. I thought you said mirrors.
Oh, my God. It's contagious. It's contagious, everybody.
And I was like, why are you calling your glasses mirrors?
I can't hear with these things. With these headphones. Go ahead.
You can't hear with the headphones on.
I'm just trying to make you feel better, Papa Tony.
Turn it up.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so strangers. This was the first note I came across. It says, dear girl passed out on our couch. Please don't panic. Everything is okay. We think you came over with our next door neighbor's friend last night. You passed out, then they dipped. Please help yourself to water in the fridge. We are broke. Please don't rob us. Thanks. Sincerely, Jonathan. What a nice guy, right?
Really nice.
Some
guy.
Random chick just passes out. They fucking leave her. That's a fucked up move.
She must have been ugly. What?
Oh my God.
The lights came on. They're like, ew. Like you said that they did. The guy did with me.
Yeah, let's leave her asleep. Oh, she'll wake up eventually. Let her.
She's their problem now.
Yeah, drink all the water you want. Yes.
This one left $10 and a note that said, I had to siphon gas out of your car at 3 a.m. Gas stations were closed. Sorry for the inconvenience. Here's some cash. Thanks. From random stranger. At least he left that. $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how much did he take, though? That's the problem. That's the problem.
That's the thing.
He didn't take 2 gallons. He probably took.
Took the whole tank.
It is expensive right now.
I know. It's back up there again. Jeez.
So this waitress, I guess they were not impressed.
The one with the one leg.
You know what? Maybe.
It could be her. We don't know. Okay.
You never know.
Yeah, well.
So this lady left a waitress this note, and it says waitressing 101. Don't tell every customer you're very busy to excuse your lack of customer service. Your job is to attend us, not make us feel like we are an inconvenience. A little bit of personal attention goes a long way in the form of a tip. Just my 2 cents. And she left only 2 pennies.
Burn.
You know, it's tough being a waitress, but they deserve some of that stuff once in a while.
Are we doing a wedding or what?
Oh, wow.
It's for the
That's pretty.
Oh, you can see through on top.
Oh, very pretty.
Shafiq
Pokazement.
Yeah. It's only, 2 months difference?
Who's wedding?
September, October, November 3. His daughter.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Welcome to the program.
Babashtek Pintia Preto, I saw.
Yeah. We'll have to dye it. Okay. At least she doesn't show up in white. Is she going to?
Yeah.
Is that for the festa? My dress?
Down south. And, of course, we're having a modeling show right here in the middle of the show.
I love it.
Yeah, it's like.
That's pretty. I like the green.
Oh, no, you don't. You like red.
She hit the jackpot today. Because last time they went, they couldn't find
anything.
They
didn't see anything. Yeah. It is pretty.
Wait till your dad gets the bill.
She said no.
No.
She's all, I had cash money.
That's okay.
What are the shoes?
While
we're at it. Ooh.
Those are pretty.
Those are so pretty.
Yes, cuecas.
Where's the underwear? It's okay.
Our live guests love to come in.
Okay, tell me that pieces of that are going to be left in.
I have to.
It's so funny.
I don't want to ever forget this moment.
Yes.
She's recording and just proceeds and shows everything she does. Like,
she's very happy with him.
She could have waited 5 more minutes. That's okay. Let's continue.
Okay. I like this one because this person was very creative and I feel like they really got their point across. So it says, I need my money really big. And then it says, I know you see me calling you. I need my fucking money. So look at this picture, you guys.
Oh. He wrote it all over the guy's door.
So he wrote it all over the wall on the door.
So everybody knows he owes money to
everybody
somebody.
Everybody in the apartment complex.
That's a great idea.
Wow.
That's one way to get your point across.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think the landlords are going to be happy, but.
That's kind of like my mom with her fashion show. We had no choice.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
God love it. This one says, found large rattlesnake, very bitey. may have come from a bad home. Please come pick up immediately. Yes. So then people taped another piece of paper underneath it so that they could respond. So someone responded, does he answer to the name Tiberos? And then there was another response, he doesn't answer to anything. He is very angry. And then somebody else responded, this is why it's important to put collars on all your pets.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the fuck?
This guy's an idiot.
I like this one.
This person.
Dear neighbor, as entertaining as the conversation was last night between you and a girl about who gave who herpes, I would be grateful if you could lower your voices and be quieter after 11 p.m. on weekdays. The walls are thin, and I'd love to get some sleep. Thank you, and I promise not to tell anybody about your apparent STD history. And they signed it with a happy face.
They'll be quiet. They'll be quiet real soon.
I like this one. Dear Caucasian neighbor, next time you would like to discuss your bigot fears of being raped by a big black dude when you come home at 3:30 in the morning, and that's in quotations, and he says, please don't do it in the hallway within earshot of a big black dude. It would be greatly appreciated if you kept your ignorance within the confines of your own apartment. Thank you, a big black dude. P.S., you aren't even my type.
Oh God. Well, he's been warned. He's been warned.
Spa has moved. No massage here. No massage girls here. No ring bell. You ring bell, I take your photo sent to your mama. Thank you. Oh.
You ring bell, I sent to your mama.
I was like, yes.
Yes. Oh, well.
And I believe this is my last one. Let me see. Yeah. And the best for last. To the fucking asshole that stole all my underwear. This is the second time that you had stole my underwear and this has happened. Yes, they are nice underwear. Yes, they are expensive. But why can't you just go to the Gram on Broadway and buy your own? I am going to do everything in my power to find you, and I am going to fuck your world up. I am going to sandpaper fist fuck you. Fist fuck your asshole. Get ready for a world of pain, motherfucker. Sincerely, Commando.
Interesting.
Commando. Poor guy. He has nothing to wear.
Sandpaper fist.
Oh my God.
That sounds abrasive. That's abrasive.
Very good. Abrasive. Stuck that word in there. Good, good.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
I got deep with that one, huh?
Something's going to get deep with it. That's for sure. So.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay, this week, instead of Dirty Word or Not, I decided to do a little segment called No One Swears Better Than the British.
Yes.
So I have a list of British swear words.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come bubble.
Wait, come bubble?
Come bubble.
Well.
Cock nose. Jizz cock. Twat waffle.
Oh, I like that one.
Piss flaps.
Ooh.
Bitch tits.
Bitch tits.
Cum dumpster.
Cum dumpster.
I like the jizz stain. Jizz stain for me.
I know, there's so many good ones.
How can they get away with it?
Twat waffle. And they make it sound nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to hear all of these in sentences. You twat waffle.
You twat waffle. That Huh? That bitch tits. She's such a twat waffle with her jizz stained cum dumpster piss flaps of a face.
And you got a cock nose. And when I cock your nose, I'm going to cum bubble on you. And then you could piss your flappers off.
Why is it every time you say cock, you like, you like put your chest out.
It's like, cock. Does it make you feel really manly?
Cock. You twat waffle. I like twat waffle.
I really like twat waffle.
I like
twat waffle. Waffle is probably my favorite.
I wonder if they serve that at the Waffle House.
That's just awful. That's what my mom says. You want an awful?
You want an awful?
I'm like, I'd rather have a waffle. But
let's go to IHOP and ask for twat waffles.
And sit in Peggy's suit.
Peggy's sexist. Still working.
Yo, excuse me, just staying. Here's my twat waffle.
Bitch shits. Bitch shits, I need your help, please.
Her piss flaps are really dragging her down.
Oh, man. Well, it's because of her bitch tits. What do you expect?
Oh, I thought it was because of all the cum bubble that she's dragging her down.
And then after it's all done, she's got all this jizz stain all over her.
Sure does have her cock nose in the air.
Man. Is she cumbable?
What's she drinking, baby? She cumbable?
She cumbable today?
Jizz cock. That's what she's drinking. Jizz cock. Left her a little jizz stain, too.
So I guess
I shout it out.
I guess a cum dumpster would mean that she's not wearing false eyelashes. Eyelashes. I can't say it. You know what I'm talking about.
Eyelashes. I would think that a cum dumpster is like a, you know, like a full dumpster of cum.
I was thinking it was like a girl's chest of some sort, like because they were just gonna jizz all over.
Whoever dumps all their.
Pull
Got
out,
it.
Pray, and spray type of a thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, pool, spray, pray.
Yeah, that too, whatever.
Pool, spray, pray. The way you said it. I'm sorry, that was so...
You need Jesus.
I thought you prayed for Jesus.
I do every Sunday.
She's going to be like, jizz cock, top waffle, jizz ding.
Just don't...
Come dumpster, bitch, jizz, fish, flaps. Welcome to the Cumble Bumble.
And all you twat waffles that don't give a donation. I hope you get jizz cocked.
Oh my.
Or whatever.
I hope you get jizz cocked.
Well, was it jizz stain? Jizz
stain. No, I like that. I hope you get jizz cocked. It's a drive-by jizz cocking. You think he cocked it before he jizz cocked? I like that she just finally put it down. Like, you guys need to stop.
We keep going.
Moving on. I'm going to hang that one up in my room.
Oh, yeah, you can. I have more. I'll do more next
yes,
time.
Yeah,
I'll
that was do that. Fun. That was good. I like
list.
That.
Yeah.
No, I like
room. There's 100 of them, so we can do a couple
of
those.
Oh, we can.
That was
oh, fun. That'll take more than a couple.
Good job, Giggles. I really
Thanks.
Enjoyed that.
You know, and then, wait, I hope you didn't see the back of that. I thought of doing a word scramble.
Oh, that would be funny.
So here's a word scramble. Instead of a effed up word.
Oh, I know what it is.
You already know what it is?
Yeah.
I started easy.
Well, I'm old enough to be young.
Girl, you're not supposed to advertise that.
Oh, sorry.
You are hard to get.
Yeah, I'm very hard to get.
Unless it's an orgy, then she's
but I'm all for it.
Well.
What words are these?
Well, I know what it is. That one's too easy, unfortunately. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What is it?
It's Papa Tony.
Hey!
No, that was.
Okay, I just wanted to test it out this week.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Next time I'll make it harder.
I'm not going to like, so when I first looked at it, I was like, what the fuck? How am I going to pronounce that?
No, that's good. That's good.
I like that because it's going to fuck with our heads even more.
Oh, yeah.
The bigger the words, the harder it's going to be to determine. So that's good. Very
okay.
good.
Okay.
You're on the roll today.
There's your 3 to 4-letter word.
Well, I can't go over 4 words. That's right. So keep it down to 4 letters.
For me. I'm going to make it a big word.
Oh, God. It's going to be like the Mama Nipita de Dubai.
Yeah, Mama
Nipita de Dubai.
I I can't wait to see Molshka. So you'll be like, hey, mama na pinta de topay. And everybody else is going to be like, what the fuck?
Poor.
Love you, Molshka.
Yes.
Yeah, we love you, Molshka.
So I'm going to leave you with this. This is kind of funny because we went with the peg leg. And now we're going with Bob with no arms.
Well, they probably he's the dishwasher. No. No, sorry.
That was fucking good.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I should not be laughing.
I know. Don't laugh. That's sorry, Bob.
It's okay. We'll make up for it right now. Ready? Yes,
go
knock,
ahead.
Knock.
Who's there?
Well, it ain't fucking Bob, is it?
Oh my God.
Your face, you're like, what?
She fell for the old Bob knock knock joke. That's good. That's good. Remember years ago, they used to have a toy thing the kids played outside. You attached it to the water hose.
Oh, wait,
wiggles, wiggles, or something. It was called something where it was just all over the place. So it was a cheap toy. Back in the days, kids were easily entertained. We didn't have the internet stuff, so.
That sounds like a Tuesday night for giggles.
Well,
cheap toys. I know.
Yeah.
I was talking about the wiggly.
Yeah, wiggly. Yeah.
I run through sprinklers with your sister, and we have wigglies.
Yeah. You're giving away all of my pastimes.
It's okay.
To your sister.
I just want your new man.
To know what he's getting into.
To be prepared and to already surprise you with these gifts.
Oh, you know what? I think
that's why we're talking about it, so he knows what to do to take.
What I like.
He's
taking
notes right now.
Yes,
you know what I mean. He's building your portfolio. Yes.
You know, I'm about to when I go to Festus, I'm about to switch this ring to this finger because.
No, don't do that.
Well, that's going to be the new talk.
Because then they think you're already taken.
I want that.
Yeah, but then you'll never get a man.
She doesn't like the Portuguese stock up here.
They're a little odd here. They're a little odd.
The ones she's introduced.
They're odd, and you're going to go back to the Azores to...
She needs to go back to her alley.
Yeah.
I got alley.
Who is the spoilers?
Who is the spoilers? It's calling my name.
That translates to... The street of the clowns.
Yeah. Well,
or Clown Street.
Because
if you come back with big shoes, we're going to have a talk.
And a little horse. Off, beep, beep.
Huh?
Big shoes.
Oh, my God.
Clowns wear big shoes.
Why am I going to come back with big shoes?
Because you're going to Clown Alley.
Oh, my souvenirs? Oh,
my God. Sure.
Lord save me.
She's got some big shoes to fill.
Yes.
Please take naps before every show.
Yes. And during too.
What are you saying that it's wearing out already?
No, I love it.
You're starting to wake up.
Fire.
So
right.
You're starting to wake up.
I'm still not getting certain things, but you know.
That's okay.
Still trying to figure out the big shoes.
You can't have everything.
My God.
That's for sure.
Well.
You still don't get the big shoes?
No. Clowns wear big shoes.
Yeah, but why don't you?
You're coming out of the clown alley. So if I say if you show up back here in the United States with big shoes, you did a good job back there.
You were hanging out.
You're a clown. You're
full.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay,
I get it. Spell everything out. Oh my God.
Yeah, a lot of times that's wet.
A lot of times it's wet. What?
Huh?
What? What?
That's why she slid out of the alley.
All right, dear.
That cobblestone, man, when it's wet.
You can't walk straight back there, that's for sure. That is a fact. You're always going from one side to the other.
It's like wobbly, huh?
Uh-huh. That's why I got to get myself a palace to hold on to.
There you go. Yeah. Make sure that's where the big shoes come in.
Exactly, balance.
So instead of walking down the street, at what angle is that? 45 degrees?
Probably. Yeah, I'd say they are. Yeah.
You just sit in his shoe and he just pushes you down.
Yeah. Baby stroller.
You see giggles on YouTube. Woo!
Squeezes his nose when you come to a stoplight.
That's what we'll call it.
The stoplight. The stoplight.
No, his nose.
He sure does have a long nose.
That could be your new name, Nosy the Clown. And it could go with Blosy and Nosy,
wasn't
everything.
Cock nose?
Yeah, that was that thing we had, cock something. Whatever that word was.
Wait.
Cock nozzle, cock nose.
Cock nose.
Yeah, cock nose.
Yeah, cock nose.
There you go.
That's where his cum butthole comes from.
You guys are going to remember all these words, and I'm like, what? Where did that come from?
You.
You
just wrote them and came from you.
Came from you.
Our segment.
Oh, well. Boom.
Okay, guys.
Now you could wrap it up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, show off.
I wanted it.
That's
to
what
like
she
a...
does to the big nose.
Man.
I wanted it to sound like a rapper.
If it's,
wait, what? Well, you lost me.
If your rapper is that crunchy,
wrapping it up.
Oh,
yeah, but you don't want to use a rapper that crunchy though. That's outdated.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Seems like it's already.
You're bringing plastic. Something home for sure.
Yes.
Oh, so, it's definitely gonna. Well.
She's got the powder.
From what?
You're not supposed to blow it up, giggles.
What?
She's blowing the condoms.
Oh. Condoms have powder?
You got to be careful because it could get in your eyes when you open it.
Oh.
Yeah, don't hold it up to your face.
That's why you can't make balloon animals with them.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing this wrapping it up segment. I don't have experience with.
We won't tell nobody.
I think you'll do fine.
Thanks. Yeah.
You have arms, so you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. If y'all have any questions.
No, we don't. Hurry up.
If y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocking on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your family and friends that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Yeah, as Papa Tony would say, you smack it, he'll pack it.
I don't know if I said that, but if it is, I'll take her word for it.
I'm trying to figure out what that means.
You smack it, we'll pack it.
Then you pray. No. Adios,
smack
everybody.
It.
No, not that we'll smacking. This smacking.
Oh!
He already took his headphones off.
He's done.
Like, I'm done with you, too.
Anyway, until next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.